Yeah, Roger that. Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. It says two recorder stereo in brackets, and the project rate is 11.0, 11.025, and it's not quite it's not quite zeroing. So when I'm talking, so it's just before clipping. You know, like on the you can see it on the video here. So I think I've got it fairly rightly set. Maybe so, but yeah. Well, I'll just record a little bit, and that's probably enough anyway. And I'll do something with it. No, I won't. But I just wanted to give it a try anyway. But everything seems to be pretty plug and play. It didn't seem to take too much traumas to set it all up or anything like that. I just plugged in the audio card device, and Windows went off and banned its own drivers and stuff. So I'm hoping what's on the CD isn't relevant because I haven't used it. And plugged it in, and once I set up the device paths and everything, it seemed to just work. So I'm fairly happy with that, aren't
I? Oh, that's good. I'm not sure if I put in the driver for mine off the CD or if I got it off the... I might have got it from the C-Media website, actually, because it uses a C-Media chipset, and C-Media actually have their own drivers on their website. So, yeah, C-Media. That's where I got mine from, and I figured they were probably more reliable than some no-name Chinese seller providing software which could be full of who knows what viruses and Trojans. So I decided to go straight to the manufacturer's website. So the manufacturer's website is where you get the most reliable stuff usually, and I think it even had the right driver certification and everything.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I was just assuming that Windows took a long time. It just said I was installing drives, and it sat there for ages. I must have searched the net, downloaded some from somewhere, and then had installed them. So I'm assuming that it would have come from the source of the drivers would have been, because I'm running Windows 8, and it would have really got upset if I... I don't think I've turned off all that certification stuff, so it installed right, so they must be certified and whatnot, so I don't have any luck. But it just works anyway, and so that's all I can really do. It did actually try and take over the job of the SAN card, that's the onboard SAN card, and I just had to change the settings back, change my default audio output device back to the SAN card, and I've got the input device as the the record device is this device. So thankfully things like Skype and that you can individually set it, so I've got that set to the webcam and the built-in camera and stuff like that. So it all seems to be working all happily together is what I'm trying to say, and it seems to be fine.
Oh well, yeah, it'll be good to hear a recording. Should come through nice and clear. The advantage of doing a recording on a DSP unit like that is it's got the ground loop cancelling on the... Well, it's got differential input anyway for the receive audio, so it gets rid of all the noises, and you don't get any noises from your motherboard or your power supply or anything. It's all external. So, yeah, it makes some pretty nice recordings. As long as you only want about 4.5 to 5 kilohertz bandwidth, it's quite good. Quite good for this sort of audio.
Yeah, we'll give it a go. I'm just going to... I might stop that now after this over, and I might just sit back. And I haven't saved anything out yet, so I'm hoping I can save it out in an OGG or an MP3 or a wave, and then I'll convert it, whatever. I don't know. I haven't looked at that side of things, obviously, you know. But it's all good. That's probably recording as a wave, I would imagine. And all right, anyway, I'll hand it back to you, and I'll just stop this anyway and have a bit of an investigation.